So I'm not sure what you thought last week when you heard we were going to be taking a look at part of Revelation. I bet some of you thought it was going to be a challenge in a few weeks because Revelation can be complicated. More often than not, though, it is people overcomplicating it. But the good news is what is said in the letters is actually, well, it's not really hard to understand. The issue with the letters is it's very challenging. And I'm sure it's going to be challenging to us in terms of what it means for us over the next few weeks. So by way of introduction, here are a few pointers for you to remember as we look out and look out for as we're going through them. I've posted these on the church WhatsApp group this morning, as well as a map of the area to help you really see. So seven things very quickly as introduction. One, the whole of Revelation is a letter to these churches. John addresses the whole book to them in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4. Secondly, the seven churches described in Revelation 2 and 3 are seven literal churches. They existed at the time that John the Apostle was writing Revelation. They're not metaphorical. They are literal churches that existed. So we need to understand that the first purpose of these letters are to communicate with these literal churches and to meet their needs at that time that this letter is being written. All of these churches, thirdly, are in Asia Minor. So that's in modern-day Turkey. Fourthly, these letters are from the risen Lord Jesus. We've just read an incredible vision of him in all of his glory in Revelation 1. And that is the person who is writing these letters. They are directly from the heart of Christ himself to his people. Fifthly, they are directed to an angel of each church. So as you'll see as in chapter 2 and verse 1 that we'll look at shortly, it says there to the angel of the church of Ephesus writes. They all start in the same way. And we're not sure who this angel was because the meaning of the word means messenger. So they may not have been angelic. They may have been an elder of the church. But either way, it doesn't really make a difference to the thrust of every letter. Sixthly, well, you'd be glad I sent these on the WhatsApp group, aren't you? Sixthly, while each of the seven letters is unique, all of them share a common pattern. They don't all follow all of the patterns. You can have a look this afternoon to see which ones do and which ones don't, or you can Google and find helpful charts that do that for you. But if you're going to Google anything about Revelation, please be careful because there's all sorts of things on the internet. But you can find some good charts. But they follow the same pattern, which is this, the six things that it follows. The first thing is that Christ describes himself in terms that he has taken from chapter 1. He will take a description of himself from that vision and he will say, this is who is writing. The second thing that Jesus does is he evaluates the church's condition and he starts with saying, I know. The third one is Christ offers a commendation. He tells them that something that they're doing well. And then he offers, fourthly, a criticism and a correction, something that they need to do. Fifthly, Jesus urges everyone to listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And then finally, he challenges the churches to overcome and promises blessings to the victor. And basically, he is foreshadowing the visions that we see in Revelation 21 and 22. And it's really important as we go through these letters that we understand they're grounded in the rest of the book. We can't understand them without understanding the whole book of Revelation. And then lastly, so seventhly, in terms of our introduction, even though they were literal churches at that time, there is a big spiritual significance for us today. Seven is an important number in Revelation. It represents completeness. So while the churches were written to these churches, they are four and they represent all the churches. So there is much for us to learn today. So the situations and the struggles that we're going to go through over the next seven Sunday mornings characterize every believer and every church, both good and bad, to a certain extent. So let's make sure over the next 7 weeks that we take a good look at ourselves in the mirror of the seven letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor, and that we grow as a church and as an individual believers in our relationship and love for the Lord Jesus. So